Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Shalom, saints. It's a blessing to be sharing with you, not just those of you here in the sanctuary, but also those who are tuning in to iChurch online in English and in Spanish. It's a blessing to be with you this morning. We are talking about one of the most prolific things in our salvation, which is the power and the ability of the God that we serve. His very ability is what allowed you to even be able to say you're saved. Him sending his son, Yeshua, dying on the cross, but resurrecting with all the power and victory and triumph in his hands, so that you will be able to be restored back to the Father in relationship. Now, if that's not something to be thankful for, I don't know what is. Because without that process, tell your neighbor, I'd be lost. I'd be lost. And so that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the very power of Yahweh. And it's not some power that is locked away and inaccessible. It is a power that he wants his children to have access to. That he wants us to actually move and operate in. So that's what we're talking about, the anointing, the power, the glory. How does that translate to us? You know, there's an acronym, and help me to get this right. WIIFM. And that is,
what's in it for me?
What's in it for me? I got some business folks out there. Because that's what it means. Anytime you do a business transaction or you got a business deal or something's happening, the question always is, what's in it for me? What can I get out of it? So Yah was saying, eyes have not seen, and ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of what? Men. What? The things that Yahweh has what? Prepare for those that what? That love him. He's got that accessible to you in the spirit realm. So if you ask him what's in it for me, somebody say power. He said, behold, I give you power to what? Tread over serpents and scorpions, over all the what? All the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall what? I'm yelling too early right now, but usually comes later. But when I think about the power, and when I think about what he's done, and when I think about what he's requiring, and when I think about what he can do, and when I think about what I've seen him do in the life of the believer, you gotta excuse me, but I get a little excited about that. Because we don't deserve it. But he keeps providing it. So let's go here. Wow. Okay, so we're go to Yoel. And I'm going to use the time that I have. Joel. We love Hebrew names here because that's what the meanings are deep. We want the deep things. And while you're looking for Joel, the second chapter, because this is where we're springing forth in our lesson, we're talking about all this in a very beautiful month in the Hebrew calendar. It's Nisan. And in that Hebrew calendar, that means the month of miracles. Who wants miracles? This is what that month is called by very definition. And so we're talking about his power in this month. And we have so much to talk about leading up to Shavuot, which is a celebration of when the Spirit came, but we're talking about this power right now. But anyway, in Joel, the second chapter, the 27th verse, this was prophesied. And why I'm going back to the Old Testament is because Yahweh's doing something for us, even right now. The last few weeks, I mean, you know, he's always manifesting himself. But these last few weeks, all I got to say is Sunday afternoon service. So, wait, I saw Neo over there clap, clap, clapping. But there was a whole lot more people here on last week, actually, that experienced the move of Yahweh. And then the service before that. And then Apostle has the nerve to get up here on Wednesday night. He covered for me two weeks. And he brought some powerful, dynamic word. And he busts y'all up with, the first week it was, I believe it was, appreciation requires action. Come on now. Then he followed it up with, what are you withholding from Yahweh? Y'all, after we dismiss, y'all better get on over there to that info center, that media center, and get that CD or whatever they're giving out nowadays and find out what was being spoken in that, because the Spirit of Yahweh is trying to say, I need y'all to operate in me. I need y'all to move. And don't move when you feel like moving. I need you to move right now. And evangelists, every time we're praying, evangelists got this thing that the Spirit is unctioning him to say. We're praying in the mighty name of Yeshua. And he says, move. Father, you know, move, have your will and have your way. And he says, move. He's looking into the spirit realm, y'all. That's what the Spirit is speaking. I need y'all to get in me and to move with me. Because I'm trying to do something, not only in your life, but I'm trying to do something in the kingdom. And see, the problem with us is that when it's time to move, we're like that person that we're behind when the light turns green. And the light has gone green, and we're behind that person, and they still have not moved. And you have the audacity to beep your horn. Because you're trying to say, move! And the person that is in front of you that you have beat the horns, you are the beeper and they are the BP. They mad because you had the audacity to tell them to move. Well, the spirit of Yahweh is trying to tell y'all, the light is green. And I'm trying to get y'all to move. And then when we speaking all this move stuff, folks sitting in the pews like, I ain't going nowhere. You are standing in the way of your blessing. You are standing in the way of your breakthrough. You are standing in the way of all the things that Yahweh has prepared for you. And all you got to do is just move. When he said, when the spirit, who got the spirit? Well, tell your neighbor, if you got the spirit, move. Move. And that's what he's saying in all this. He's saying, listen, I gave you the gas. I gave you the power to put your foot on the accelerator and move. I need you to get up off the brakes. See, that's what's happening. The believer's on brakes. Some of y'all need to wear a t-shirt, believer on brakes. Because you believe, but you're putting on the brakes. What does that mean? You know what? It don't make no sense for you to stand in the way of your own blessing. I mean, you can try to blame it on somebody else, but when the rubber meets the road, you're the one that's not moving. You're the one that's not obedient. And the word says obedience is better than sacrifice. Tell somebody, move. See, I can't even get it right. Dude, can you do it for me, evangelist?
Move.
That's it. I can't do it like the evangelist. Hallelujah. So when we talk about what's happening here in Yoel, he was like the 27th verse of the second chapter. He says, you're going to know that I am in the midst of you, Yisrael, and that I am. Wait, this meant told up. He says, you're going to know that I am. He is. He's Yahweh. He's the great one that says, I will be what I will be. I will be where I will be. I will be whatever I will be. You serve a God that is above everything. See, and we act like we don't know who our God is. I love the song that they were singing. They were saying, God, my God. I mean, you can interpret that anyway, like, my God, God. I mean, you're just everything. You're in the midst of everything. You control everything. You move. You can do anything. When I call on your name, you're right there instantly doing what you do. Man, I'm sweating too early again. But do you know the God that you serve? And he was like, I got all this. And all this, I'm not trying to keep it for myself. I'm trying to give it to you to operate in. So he says, and you're going to know that I am Yahweh, your Elohim, and none else. And that's a problem. We let other stuff enter in, but none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. Because he said what on the 28th verse? And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out. See, there was a time when it was only the prophets and all the that were moving and he was speaking to. But there's going to come a time where I'm going to pour it out. And it's not going to just be on those certain individuals, but I'm pouring it out on everybody that wants to receive it. Everybody that wants to move and operate in it. I will pour out my spirit. And we find that word, that Hebrew word for spirit. He says, I'm going to pour out my ruach. What is ruach? Let me tell y'all. Not only is it the breath of Yahweh, but it's the moving breath. That's what it is. It's that wind that moves.
and blows. It's his force. His very force. His divine power. His ability. His miraculous and wondrous characteristics. Do you know that you serve a God that he's going, his power, his force, his breath. He wants you to operate in his characteristics. He's going to take his ruha. He's going to take his moving breath. He's going to take his divine force of power and ability, his miraculous, wondrous characteristics. He's going to take all that goodness and he's going to pour it out on you. He don't have to do that. This ruha. Go to Psalms. See, somebody act like they don't know. We're talking about his ruha. Go to Psalms. Go to the 33rd chapter. And let's check out the 6th verse. Y'all don't know what this ruha is all about. And if you're a Hebrew scholar, it's not just Psalm, but it's Tehillim. And the 6th verse of the 33rd chapter of Psalm says, by the word of Yahweh were the heavens made. By the word. He just spoke it. And when he spoke it, the ruha manifested. It was so powerful in the spirit realm that when he spoke something on the natural realm, it moved. It had to create and line up. But I'm not done yet. By the word of Yahweh were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath. Guess what? When you look up that word breath in the Old Testament, it's by the ruach of his mouth. He just said, let there be light. Guess what? The word says there was light. And he just began to speak on the things that he wanted created. And every time he spoke, they moved and manifested. That same power, are you telling me? That same power that created the universe when he spoke it and breathed on it? That same power is going to be poured out on the little old me? Tell your neighbor, little old you. And some of you, well, little old you. Yes! He's going to take that power because this is his desire. He wants to see his power demonstrated on the earth. And how is he going to do that? He's going to do that through his children. How is he going to transfer it to them? He's going to pour it out on them. And when he does that, he's expecting you to do this. You go back to Joel. I didn't mean to sound like that, but go back. And so it says, Joel 2nd chapter, the 27th verse. And then 29th verse says, and it will come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. What are we seeing here? We're seeing a demonstration of power. We're seeing a move. Oh, I'm getting a little closer. Of the ruha, the spirit. What we saw today in this church was the going forth of the gift of tongues and the interpretation. That's the spirit. That's the prophecy Our sons and daughters, used to be you had to wait for a prophet to come into town. Now, folks that got the Holy Ghost can just go ahead and operate in it. Come on now. It was a membership had its privileges, but now, hey, everybody can be a member. What's that card? Somebody said Diners Club. I ain't seen no Diners Club in a long. I don't even know what Diners Club is. Do they still got Diners Club? Somebody didn't pay the bill, I guess. But that power is going to be manifested to us. So that's why I showed you and tell him that that's that power. So to put it into perspective. So let's go to Zechariah. We're going to touch on this for just real quick. And in Zechariah, another prophet foretelling what was going to happen. The whole thing is, he is preparing us. He's always been preparing us. But in these last days, there's going to be a need and a requirement for this move to take place. Children, get ready. Basically, he's saying, get ready. Get ready. Get yourself ready. Even in the prophecy today, he was like, get it together. Stop just giving me a piece of you. I don't want a piece of you. I want all of you. Because I ain't giving you a piece of me. I'm giving you everything that I have to offer. I'm giving you my Ruach HaKodesh. I'm giving you my power. So why are you holding back on me? So he wants us to, somebody say, give it all. Tell yourself, I need to give it all. And in Zechariah, the fourth chapter, basically, he was showing Zechariah, they were trying to get the temple together, and they're trying to motivate the people to do it, and they were just going to, they was going to try to force some things. And the bottom line is that Yahweh showed him a vision, and he said, let's look at the picture. I'm not going to, because we've already read through it, but basically the picture was this. He was showing him two olive trees, and then he was showing him a bowl, and the bowl was attached to this not candlestick, but a candelabra, which allowed oil to flow through it. And he's saying, listen, I'm show you something. You're trying to do it your way by your own power and your abilities, but I'm going to show you that that's not how it works. See, we try to get our head involved. Well, let me think it through. That's not how it works. Stop thinking. This ain't, the Holy Spirit ain't no thinking thing. It's a spiritual thing. Your head can't even keep up and comprehend what the spirit realm is doing. The only thing that your head can do is slow down the process. All you need to do is just be willing and let the Holy Spirit take over and get your head out of the way. Because your head, your flesh can't understand the spirit thing. And see, that's the problem. Well, I think. You got me talking like you, man. when he was trying to, when the apostle would say, try to speak on what people are thinking.
Well, I think it should be this way.
And isn't that what people do? The first thing that they say. In certain circumstances, you know, when I was working in corporate, okay, I understand. You go ahead on and think that out because that's all you can do. But in church stuff, and we sitting down talking about the things of Yahweh, don't tell me, I think. And that's the problem. The spirit of Yahweh can't move like he want to move because too many people, I think. And then the second one, that's number one. Number two is, I feel. Number three, third runner-up.
Well, I don't see how.
There are two things. Let's put it this way. There's a whole lot of stuff that keeps believers from. We talking about believers. We ain't talking about unsaved folk. We talking about believers. There's a couple things that keep believers from the stuff of Yahweh, and they both start with an I. And think about that, but you're right. But the first one is ignorance. Because some believers are ignorant of the fact that they come to church, but they have not experienced the Holy Ghost. And you got a lot of churches out there talking about, well, we think it's just for those special people. Then you have the other churches, well, it's a gift. And the gift is not for everybody. And then we got the other church says, you received it when you received him. The God I serve works on evidence. Now, see, I'm not going to skip ahead to the day of Pentecost because there was some evidence. But I'm just trying to tell you about the power now. But it's hard to keep from talking about the evidence. But bottom line is, the evidence was they were speaking in tongues. They were prophesying. They had the evidence. They had that fire. And it wasn't just happening in just one place. It was happening everywhere. And you trying to tell me, well, that was for that day. Okay, well, if that was in Acts, and as far as the word is concerned, that day is going to be that day until Yeshua come back again. So the way you look at it in the word is that whatever happened after he ascended and he has not come back again should still be happening right now. The Spirit should still be moving right now because we still in that day. And the same Spirit that fell on the day of Pentecost is the same Spirit that is moving in the church that will receive it right now. That's his power. So we got all these voices. Well, I think and all this stuff. So ignorance is one. Then there's the other folks that got the Holy Ghost, but they ignore. So now we got ignorance for the people that don't receive the Holy Ghost. And then we got the folks that got the Holy Ghost but are ignoring his move. And they both start with I. You better get the I out of it. Get yourself out. Get out of it. Get out the way. Get I out of the way and go with him. Get with Yahweh. Get with the why. And so that's what's going on. And so he's saying, listen, you trying to work in your own ability, the stuff you can do, the stuff you can think out. He's like, it doesn't work that way. Well, show me how it works, Father. Okay, I got a bowl, a golden bowl. And on top of that, up under that is the lampstand. And then on either side of that is the olive tree. Well, what is that? Well, the olive tree is the anointing. And that anointing, if it's positioned in the right place, falls into the bowl. Who's the bowl? You the bowl. And then as that anointing falls down into the candelabra, it burns. The power is manifested. He said, this is my machine. He said, this is how it works. How do we know? Let's go to Zechariah, the 4th chapter, the 5th verse. And it says, the angel, after Yahweh showed him that, he said, then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, knowest now what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. And the 6th verse says, then he answered and spake unto me, this is the word of Yahweh. This is my word. This, what you see is my machine. This is how I operate. He's saying, this is the word of Yahweh unto Zerubbabel, who was the one that was trying to operate in his own ability, saying, dude, it's not by might, nor by power. Well, let's find out, what did he mean by it's not by might? Well, when we look up this word in the Hebrew, oh, we have a word for might. Somebody say, ha'il. Guess what that means? He says it's not by ha'il. It means it's not by the force of men or other human resources or the activity and strength of men. It's not by that, because that's what you're trying to operate in. And then he says it's not by might nor by power. Well, what is the word for power that is looking in the scripture? Somebody say, quah. It's not with a W. That's just the oh, quah. That's the word. Quah, right? Do it, apostle. He said, that is vigorous ability, but it's still human. So it's not by your human might, ha'il, or, and it's not by your human power, quah. So it's not by ha'il and quah. That's what he's saying. It's not by ha'il and quah, but it's by something else. He says, it's by my ruha, saith Yahweh, and that is my moving breath, my ability, my wind, my force, my power, my ability, my miraculous, wondrous characteristics. It's not about your stuff, it's about my stuff, about what I can do. This is my machine. This is my word. And he said, basically, this is the word of Yahweh to Zerubbabel. This is the word of Yahweh to Quinsilin. This is the word of Yahweh to Stephanie. This is the word of Yahweh to Alvarez. It's not by the stuff that you can do, or you can do, or you can do, or you and you and you, but it's about the stuff that I can do in my spirit, thus saith Yahweh. So when you hear that, hey, basically, I don't have to know nothing or do nothing, only just to be available and obedient to the Spirit when he moves. All I gotta say is, yay, I'll go. Yay, I'll speak it. Yay, I'll say it. Yay, I'll do whatever you want me to do. You know the beauty of that? It takes the pressure off you. Yep. Because contrary to popular belief, it's not about you. So tell your neighbor, don't, if they get mad, it's okay. But it's not about you. No, tell them. Don't be scared. Somebody's scared.
I don't want to say nothing.
No, tell them. They need to know that it's not about them, but it's about the Ruha Kodesh of the Yahweh that we serve. Woo! So we gotta get move up. We gotta get ourselves out the way. Well, what about me? That means he can use you, yes. Stop thinking of that. Stop overanalyzing him. Stop getting in the way. Stop thinking, well, it don't make no sense. It's spiritual. Natural man can't comprehend or understand what we're talking about here. This is spiritual stuff. And guess what? To understand spiritual stuff, you have to have the Ruha Kodesh, the Holy Ghost, in your life to understand. Well, I don't see. You will. Get in the spirit. You'll find out. And so understanding that this is how he works. This is how he works. Go to Matthew. Matthew Yahoo, the 25th chapter. And so we looked at this for a minute. But guess what? Yeshua was telling these folks how it works. He was like, the kingdom of heaven is like this. He's so consistent because basically what he was explaining was the kingdom of heaven was just like that machine that we saw. Interesting enough, when Yeshua was sharing this information here in the New Testament before he was crucified, he was trying to prepare folk for what was to come. And we're talking about the oil and all this stuff and the bowl being between the olive trees, the source. Well, it's interesting that where do you think this sermon that he spoke to these people, where did it take place? On the Mount of Olives. He actually was talking about this scenario among the olive trees. And so here we were talking about the first verse, 25:1 says, the kingdom of Yahweh of heaven shall be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps. Because we're talking about the oil that came from the trees, from the olive trees was the oil, the anointing, signified the Holy Spirit. So oil is necessary. We need some oily people. We need some oily believers who are going to allow the flow through to take place. See, some of y'all got your bowl in places where your bowl don't need to be. You letting water pour in there. You letting junk pour in there. You letting all kinds of crazy stuff flow in there, but you're not allowing the anointing of Yahweh to flow in there. And he said, the kingdom of heaven is like this. You got 10 virgins. All of them know about the anointing, and they are virgins. And it says, they took their lamps, and they went forth to meet the bridegroom. Let's move through this quickly. Second verse says what? And five of them were wise, and five of them were foolish. Well, Pastor Tom, you mean there's believers that are wise, and there's believers that are foolish? Absolutely. Because the foolish folks took their lamps, but they didn't have no oil. Now, they were virgins, they were believers, but they didn't have no oil. Guess why they said that? Guess why? I can say that. Guess why they said that? Because somebody told them that it don't take all that. You don't need all that. You a virgin, you got some stuff, you smart, you believe, you don't need no extra stuff. You can always get it maybe sometime, or you know, maybe you can get it from somebody else. So what did they do? They went out and didn't have no oil. My pastor said I didn't have to have no oil. My friend said, it's not for everybody. My grandmama went to ABC Institutional, and they said that you don't have to have it. You know what? I'm going to say this. Can I say, Holy Ghost said, that's all right. Go ahead and say it. You know, I'm coming against that ignorance that is in the church world today that is keeping people from receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I'm coming against those walls right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. We're going to tear that stuff down. We're going to open this up because everybody needs to have the Holy Ghost. I don't care what grandmama and all them say, but the word of Yahweh says everybody needs the Holy Ghost. I'm tired of my believers. This is Yahweh. He's saying, I'm tired of my believers going out and they ain't got my oil. I'm tired of them saying they believe in me, but they ain't got my anointing. No anointing. And what happens to people that ain't got no anointing? Let's just skip ahead. Shall we? Shall we do that? And what happens when we skip ahead? Go to 10. And what's 10 say? And while the foolish ones was out trying to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage. And after they went in, the door was shut. Somebody say it was too late. 11th verse. Afterward came also the other virgin saying, Lord, Lord, open up to us. Well, remember, I believe that we've heard that before. He said that many will come unto me saying, Lord, Lord, I did this in your name. And I did that in your name. And he says, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. You never had my seal, come on. How you know? 12 says, and he answered and said, verily I said unto you. Same thing. He's consistent. See, there's a lot of people that say, I'm saved. No, I know I'm saved. You know, I do this, I do that. Do you have the Holy Ghost? Well, I don't need all that. Well, he gonna tell you, I don't know you. You think you know me, but I don't know you. And if you really, really knew me, you would know that I require you to have my ruha on you, in you. 13 says what? Watch, therefore. For you know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. You don't know. You need to have your oil, because you don't know. You better have your oil, because you don't know. You better have the Holy Spirit operating, because you don't know. Tell your neighbor, you don't know. Sometimes we say, you know, but in this case, we have to say, you don't know. I got to show you this one thing, because my musicians have positioned themselves, so that means that they see that my time is doing something. But go here to Romans 8, because I need to leave you, I need to show you something. It's not just about, y'all, this ain't about what I think. Y'all don't care about what I think. He's into what we believe based on his word. He's the one that says, this is my requirement. Not my opinion. And I'm not just taking one scripture. Because some people take one scripture and like, yeah, this one scripture. No. I need some evidence. It has to line up. The Bible says line up on line. Precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. I am building a case for the Holy Ghost. You should be building a case for the Holy Ghost. And Romans 8 so beautifully puts this, because the carnal mind, what is that? What's up in your head right now? Your thoughts, your views, how you feel about stuff, your emotions, what you've been through, what you feel like, what you want to tell everybody. You want to lay some wisdom on people because of stuff you've been through. Your fleshly experience. Well, your fleshly experience is an enemy against Yahweh. For it is not subject to the word of Yahweh, the law, neither indeed can be. Why? Because it's flesh. Believers go through their fleshly mind without having the Holy Spirit, and then they thinking that they saved. They thinking that they doing something. When I fed the pole, did you read your word? 8th verse. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please ever. Yeah, but I got my clothes together and I gave up to the battlers for to give to Africa. I'm a good pussin. That's a real nice thing you did, but that's the flesh. Well, I gave $20 to somebody I saw on the bus stop. I believe I'm a nice person. Because some of y'all said that. I'm a good person. I'm a good person. Tell your neighbor, that ain't enough. I'm nice too, but it's not about my ability. It's not about my emotions, but it's by my spirit, saith Yahweh, his spirit. So you thinking you're doing stuff in the flesh, but he's saying all that fleshly stuff is not pleasing me. I mean, that's all right. It's all right. But that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for you to operate in something else. And it says, you can't please them. Ninth verse. See, you guys are supposed to be supernatural, spiritual beings. You're not in the flesh. But you are what? In the spirit. So if that's the case, that the spirit of Yahweh is dwelling in you. Who got the Holy Ghost? You're not in the flesh. He's saying, you're in the spirit. Because the spirit, my spirit, dwells in you. I have something to add to that, he says. Now, if any man, somebody say woman, have not the Ruha, the spirit of Mashiach, he is or she is none of his. What does that mean? That means if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you don't belong to him. He's not claiming you. Yeah, maybe you a good person. Yeah, maybe you gave to the poor. Yeah, maybe you thought that you was hearing something in the spirit, but if you didn't have the Holy Ghost, you were just listening to a spirit. Not the spirit, not the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. And it's a cold, cold game, y'all. It's a cold, cold game, but it's the truth. It's a cold, but it's the truth. He says, if you have not my spirit, you're not mine. You don't belong to me. Now, you belong to somebody, but not me. And I have a pretty good idea who you belong to, but it's not me. What do I do? Get the spirit. Humble yourself. Get out of your pious mind like you know everything. Yahweh is looking for folks that don't know everything. He's looking for folks that know him. And if we got some people who know Yahweh, your desire should be that his spirit is poured out upon everybody. Everybody. That's what we're looking for. I don't want to walk this life thinking that I belong to him. Thinking that I belong to him. But none of his. I want to know. And guess what? You don't have to wonder, because his Holy Spirit is available. He's ready to pour it out. He's ready to minister it to you. He's ready to fill you. And I'll leave you with this last thing. Give me 2 minutes. If you will go here for a sec. Thank you, Father. John, the third chapter. The first one. It's real simple. Johanna in the third chapter. And there was a man who thought he was religious. A religious man. He thought that he had it together. He knew the word, or he thought. He was a Pharisee. His name was Nicodemus. He was a ruler. And the first verse says what? The same came to Yeshua by night and said, Rabbi, we know you're a teacher. Come from Yahweh. Because no man can do the miracles that you do. You operate in power. And that can't happen unless Yahweh be with you. And the third verse says, Yeshua answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man or a woman be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of Yahweh. So, I can be a Pharisee and think that I have it together, but if I have not been born again, I can miss out? Yes. Fourth verse. And he says, Nicodemus said, well, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time into his... He's dealing with this fleshly mind. Well, how is that possible? Is he going to enter into his mother's womb? That's the ignorance that we're talking about. Fifth verse. Yeshua said, very, very, I say unto you, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter. Well, I was baptized when I was 5 years old. That, you know, that's fine. But no, that's not good enough. You got to be born of the water and of the Spirit. Or you can't enter. And the next verse says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Seventh verse says, marvel not that I say unto you, be born. To inherit the kingdom, you have to have his spirit. And it is not promised. Tomorrow's not promised. If you're not sure, you need to know. And if you're ignorant or ignoring the spirit, you need to deal with that too. But the spirit will be respected. The Spirit will be received. The Spirit will operate in His power. The Spirit of Yahweh will move. That's what He will do. But you have to allow Him to move and rule your life. Surrender. Surrender. Surrender of the power of Yahweh. We need the Spirit. We need the power. We need to operate in Him. We must do it. And so, I'm going to make this call. Please bow your head. To those who say, you know what? I need to get this together. Because I'm really not sure. I don't know. And He's saying, that's okay. He's moving in the Spirit right now, ministering, saying, hey, I want you to know. So you say, I don't know. I'm not sure. But I know that I need this relationship. I need this confirmation. I need something to change in my life. You want that change. That's what he does. That's what he specializes in, transformation. We can pray for you today. Heads are bowed, and all you need to do is acknowledge, I want this. I want him in my life. I want this relationship. I want this change. And just signify you want that, and you want us to pray for you by just raising your hand. Pray for you, that change, that transformation to take place in your life. We'll do it today. That's one. Maybe you say, hey, you know, I've been baptized, I believe. It's hard for me to remember, but I don't know about the Holy Spirit. And the Word is telling me, old and new, Old Testament and New Testament, saying and confirming the same thing, that his children need his ruach, his spirit. And he's making it available. And you say, I want that. I want that power. Because a lot of times we try to think our way through life and rationalize without his power operating in our life. We can't do it. It can't be done. You want his Holy Spirit operating and moving in your life today. We can pray for you for that. Just raise your hand. I want his spirit. I want to move in his spirit today. Last call. Maybe you have the Spirit, but you've drifted away. You're not as close as you used to be. And you know he's calling you back. He wants to restore you back to that place. And he's saying, listen, I'm ministering to you. I'm calling you. I want you back in the power that I've called you. That's you. And you say, hey, I want restoration today. Just raise your hand. We'll pray for you. Restoration. This one. Everybody has their head bowed. And this is how we do this. We have these that are here in agreements with us. And we just need you to proclaim and declare and decree that you want this in your life. If so, all the heads about, you raise your hand for any of those things. Come up here with us now, with me, with us. Let's pray right now. Let's allow these things to move and take root in your life today, right now. Don't let the enemy keep you in your seat. Come receive everything that he has for you.